Aquarius, Libra, Leo, Cancer,
Taurus,
Ralph, Charles, Paul, Larry,
and Kenny. Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. Just trying to slow things down.
Hello. My name's Kenny. And you see, I like a mail handler that gets the contract out and takes their time and reads for understanding. Now, if you think you're that kind of mail handler, we can hang out.
And what I want to talk to you about today is I'm aware that even though or although we're in what most consider a liberal leave policy with respect to discipline during this time, with respect to changes of schedule, with respect to management just being very lenient and how they apply the attendance policies, which was, and this leniency is something that was agreed upon at the headquarters level. But let me tell you what's happening with it at our level. Our level being the local level, the plant level, the level where they just haphazardly changed headquarters guidance, in my opinion. Hey, listen. I approached headquarters with an issue that I know it's not only real in Columbus, but I know it's real everywhere else. And chime right in on this if it fits your office. My issue to headquarters was, how is it that we can have a liberal leave policy? We have understandings between unions that there's not going to be attendance or disciplinary or corrective action taken using attendance during such and such of periods, but post office, particularly Columbus, Ohio, does not follow that. Now let me tell you something. They can say whatever it is they want to say, but as an EEO person, and I represent, if you get into any issue during your probationary period, whether you be a clerk or a mail handler, 9 times out of 10, you're going to end up talking to Ken Hodge. That's just kind of how it is right now, because I'm the only one doing redress and EEO at this time, but we've got another young man fastly approaching. So I sit in redress. I watch employees, PSEs, mail handlers get dismissed or terminated from positions, or as Columbus likes to say, we'll give you the opportunity to resign. hold on, let me grab my earlobes and woo-saw real quick. Woo-saw. Woo-saw. I mean, because I have to take a step back. I think it's just god-awful crazy that Columbus management bring new people in, provide no leadership, provide no direction. They do absolutely nothing to team build. They provide no mentoring, no coaching, no development, but will turn around and poke their chest out and flex their muscle and then terminate you and take a job away from you. Nobody sees the dichotomy in that. I come to work for a company, your supervisor can't train me, so how am I supposed to learn? Well, I'm going to learn from whoever will converse with me. Because it's not going to be the supervisor, but yet they maintain that air of arrogance that they will take jobs from people. and I know I got off on a little bit of a tangent, but that brings me right back to, as an EEO advisor, advocate, I sit in meetings, I watch countless employees terminated during their probationary period because of attendance, and we're in a liberal leave policy, a liberal leave environment. I watch employees get terminated because they listen to the top managers in Columbus, Ohio, who stood on the floor with a microphone to make sure that their voice was heard, and told employees over and over and over again, if you do not feel well, do not come to work. And when they followed those instructions, countless PSCs and MHAs were terminated. And then we want to look at them and say they had bad work habits. No, not at all. If we are working in a pandemic and you're new to an organization, you're new to the post office, and the person you understand to be the top or second to the top stands in a public area and tell you not to come to work, and then you don't come to work and they fire you, and now they try to justify that.
Tell them what Doug Tarino said.
To where we are right now.
Tell them what Doug said.
Like I started off by saying, I contacted headquarters because I'm watching a lot of discipline, a lot of removals being given to people, being taken upon people because of attendance. I contacted headquarters. Headquarters sent it back down to Kelly Patterson, human resource manager. Now, let me tell you something. Ms. Patterson responded to me because what they did was what they call an investigation into an allegation. Now, come on now. They spoke to the attendance control officer, and the attendance control officer talked about interviews and investigations are being required. Those investigations were performed by the supervisor and determined if corrective action was warranted. Let me just address that for a minute. When the supervisor did their investigation, meaning you went over and looked at a 3972 and decided that corrective action was warranted, are you using absences that occurred during the period of leniency? See, I'm not saying that. And so when Ms. Patterson responds back to headquarters, she's going to respond back incorrectly but truthfully based on the information that she's given or based on the questions that were asked. They also contacted the Step 2 representative in Columbus. And that canned response was, he assures all parties that discipline cases were handled in accordance with the policies, procedures, and COVID-19 MOUs presented by the service during this pandemic. Listen to me very carefully. At least 4 cases, I know that not to be true because I'm involved in those cases. I sat in a case and heard a young man say, I did not come to work because the senior MDO told me not to come to work, and that mattered not to the supervisor and the MDO, who still went ahead and took that gentleman's job. Point I'm making is, I am raising issues at the headquarters level, and some of the issues that they find valid are being looked into, but this is the response that they're getting to send back to headquarters. And let me tell you something, nothing could be further from the truth, and I'm going to respond to headquarters and let them know that. Now, this is not going to be an instance where there's a canned response given and we check the block. No, a lot of postal employees no longer have jobs because this liberal leave policy was not adhered to by the Postal Service, and I only work in Columbus, so I'm only talking about Columbus right now. But if the shoe fits in your plant, put it on and let's dance a step or two.
Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it out to particularly Columbus, Ohio. If you know, if you know of any one probationary employee, career employee that received discipline full attendance, then please have them contact me. Because, again, I want to tell you to go see your union, but this is not going to be a union issue. This is going to be under the genre of not treating employees fairly. So, again, I am bifurcating myself from the union. Please do not confuse me with the union, because they get pretty touchy when they see Kenny Hodge doing work and they're not associated with it, or they don't want to be associated with it. But nonetheless, I just want to make it perfectly clear, this is not a union venture. Now, I'm going to reach out to both national levels and explain to them what my position is. It would be wonderful if I could get some union buy-in on this. Because let me tell you something. I know what happens in Columbus, but just think about this. Everywhere where this podcast is listened to, are you working in a facility that is still taking disciplinary action on employees and attendance is one of the charges? Then you have to understand that it's important. And watch this. All you have to do is just let me know. That's all you have to do. Now, I'm going to ask you for one or two documents, and the rest of this fight, you don't have to. You can watch from your living room couch, because I have this. Again, but the small piece that I need from you is the biggest piece of the puzzle. In other words, I want employees who receive discipline. And listen to me, I'm not talking about they wanted to give you a 7-day and somebody negotiated it down to a letter of warning. No, that's still discipline. That's still corrective action. I'm talking about if they want to give you a 7-day or they gave you a 7-day and attendance, failure to be regular in attendance, they like to say, is one of the charges, then please contact me, because I will put together the numbers that's needed to go back to headquarters and report to the headquarter element and let him know that I appreciate the inquiry into the allegation that I made to you, but I want you to know that the information that's flowing back to you is definitely not close to what's actually happening. So a lot of times, now we're talking about a managerial matrix. A lot of times, that person at the top relies solely, and I do mean solely, on information that's being fed to him. And until the people who feed the information to the top are made to know that this information is going to be checked on, and it's not a good thing to just lie to your boss, then this is going to continue happening. But I have confidence that it's not going to happen long, because it's going to happen with enough regularity that the PMG is going to have to fix this. And I believe he's got the capability to do
that. Yo, Ken.
Now, I'm going to close the podcast.
Yo, tell me about this cat called Doug Tolino.
This morning, I'm going to read to you a letter from March 23rd.
Yo, tell him about Doug Tolino, man.
Again,
yo, Doug,
March
Doug
23rd,
everything, son.
2020. And it comes from Doug Tolino.
Nobody missed me.
Now,
Doug.
Again, Doug, you may not know who Doug is, but I'm pretty certain most important correspondence coming out of headquarters, you're going to see his signature.
Labor.
And
labor,
Doug Tolino, on March 23rd, 2020, this is the letter he sent out to other area vice presidents. We have signed a memorandum of understanding with our unions, temporarily expanding the use of sick leave for dependent care to allow employees to use their sick leave for unexpected child care needs as a result of COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to allowing sick leave for dependent care for the next 60 days, managers and supervisors should allow liberal changes of schedules in recognition of the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. To the extent operationally practical, managers and supervisors should accommodate employees who submit PS Form 3189, request for temporary schedule change for personal convenience, as a result of child care issues caused by daycare closures, school closures, or the unavailability of a child primary caregiver as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Managers and supervisors should also allow liberal sick leave usage for employees who are sick, and liberal annual and leave without pay usage to the extent operationally feasible during this time period. If an employee requests leave for reasons related to COVID-19, such leave should be treated as scheduled as opposed to unscheduled leave. Leave taken for COVID-19 related reasons between February 29th and May 17th may not be cited in discipline for failure to maintain an assigned schedule under ELM 511.43. Now, I didn't say this. I just read what Doug wrote to all the vice presidents. Mr. Tolino made this very clear, but I guarantee you what's on that paper from headquarters is not what's being implemented at the local levels. Example, nowhere in here am I seeing you need medical documentation to substantiate what's happening here. Now, don't get me wrong.
Liberal, you just can't come in after 20 days and say
COVID. We're not talking about that. But I'm talking about when we talk about using leave. All this medical documentation that particularly they're starting to require, again, it just hinders the process, and it is not a part of what
I understand Mr. Tolino
to say when he sent this letter from headquarters. But you know what happens?
One or two officers don't listen.
Then three or four officers, and I don't say don't listen. They throw just enough of their own personal seasoning into the mix so that it is no longer a document that's going to assist employees as headquarters provided. It is now a document that's going to hinder employees as your local levels want it to be. Does that make sense? Well, again, if that makes sense, then you got to understand what this memo is saying, and you have to educate yourself on this memo, and we have to stop allowing the Postal Service to just take advantage. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not going to stop overnight, but at some point, we have to say, you know what? This is what the doctrine from headquarters says, and this is what we're going to do. And if we have to fight about it, well, damn it, let's just fight about it. Administratively. Again, stop living as union members as cowards. If it is our right to have it, then it is our obligation to demand it. I'm going to close the podcast out with a prophetic word here. And that word is, and I'm talking to somebody, there's probably 5,000 or better people listening to this podcast a day. One of you I'm talking to, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Hey, but listen, they are not on your level with respect to postal operations. Stop allowing yourself to do silly shit for acceptance in a group that will never accept you. Have a great day, everyone.